Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Father, thanks a million for the great blessing.
Père, merci beaucoup pour cette grande bénédiction.
Lay your hand on your head. Receive the wisdom of God.
Reçois la sagesse de Dieu.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Veuillez vous asseoir.
Now I'm about to reveal to you the greatest wisdom that this earth has ever known.
Je suis sur le point de vous révéler la plus grande sagesse que le monde n'a jamais connue.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you ready to receive the greatest wisdom?
Est-ce que vous êtes prêt à recevoir la plus grande sagesse?
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
1 Corinthiens chapitre 2.
Brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Pour moi, frère, lorsque je suis allé chez vous, ce n'est pas avec une supériorité de langage ou de sagesse que je suis allé vous annoncer le témoignage de Dieu, car je n'ai pas eu la pensée de savoir parmi vous autre chose que Jésus-Christ et Jésus-Christ crucifié.
But I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
Moi-même, j'étais auprès de vous dans un état de faiblesse, de crainte et de grand tremblement.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Everybody say man's wisdom.
Tout le monde dit la sagesse des hommes.
But in demonstration of the Spirit and the power.
Mais une démonstration d'esprit et de puissance.
Verse 6. How be it?
Cependant.
Oh, okay, let's verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Verse 5. Afin que votre foi ne fût fondée non sur la sagesse des hommes, mais sur la puissance de Dieu.
Your faith should not be in the wisdom of men.
Votre foi ne doit pas être fondée sur la sagesse des hommes.
But in the power of the God who made Neptune.
Mais dans la puissance de Dieu qui a créé la Neptune.
Do you know where Neptune is?
Est-ce que tu sais où se trouve Neptune?
If you look with a telescope.
Même si tu regardes avec un télescope.
No, when I learn how to do it, I'll show you how to do it. You use a telescope. Far, it's little dots, and they have a way that it doesn't move. It moves this way. That then you know it's a planet.
Il y a Fantastic. Une manière de savoir si c'est une planète ou une étoile. Et quand je vais apprendre ça, je vais vous montrer.
Our forefathers knew how to do the stars and see the direction and all that. It's something we should also know how to do.
Nos pères savaient, nos arrière-grands-pères savaient comment regarder les étoiles et connaître le temps. Il faut que nous aussi nous savions ces choses.
We must believe in the power of the God who made Neptune.
Nous devons croire aux puissances. À la puissance de Dieu qui a créé Neptune.
And not in man's who is using PowerPoints to explain some graphs to you.
Mais pas dans la puissance d'un homme qui utilise PowerPoints pour expliquer quelques dessins.
I'm about to reveal to you the greatest wisdom this earth has ever known.
Suis sûr.
Are you ready for it? Fasten your seatbelts.
Révéler la plus grande
Fasten
sagesse.
Your seatbelts.
Attache les ceintures.
Verse 6. But we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet, not the wisdom of this world.
Cependant, c'est une sagesse que nous prêchons parmi les parfaits, sagesse qui n'est pas de ce siècle, ni de ces chefs de ce siècle.
Nor of the princes of this world that are destroyed or that come to naught.
Ni des chefs de ce siècle qui vont être anéantis.
I hope you have circled or if you in your iPad. By the way, if you are using an iPad or whatever, we have all the e-books, electronic books and everything also for sale. You can download at the bookshop or I think outside somewhere you can download everything. Everything you can download if you want to buy it that way.
Si vous avez une tablette, un iPad, vous pouvez aussi télécharger tous les livres. Nous avons tout à votre disposition.
Yeah. We are speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery. I hope you have underlined it in your Bible or circled or colored it.
J'espère.
And the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world for our glory.
Vous devez souligner le verset 7. Nous prêchons la sagesse de Dieu, mystérieuse et cachée, que Dieu, avant les siècles, avait destinée pour notre gloire.
Verse 8.
Verset 8.
We are about to see the greatest wisdom ever known to this world.
Voici la plus grande sagesse que le monde n'a jamais
which
connue.
None of the princes
aucune des
of
chefs
this world knew.
Sagesse.
For if they had known this wisdom, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Sagesse qu'aucun des chefs de ce siècle n'a connue, car s'ils eussent connu, ils n'auraient pas crucifié le Seigneur de gloire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The great wisdom this earth has ever seen is the wisdom of the cross.
La plus grande sagesse que ce monde n'a jamais connue, c'est la sagesse de la croix.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
1 Corinthiens 1.
Verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Ce n'est pas pour baptiser que Christ m'a envoyé, c'est pour annoncer l'évangile, et cela sans la sagesse du langage, afin que la croix de Christ ne soit pas rendue vaine.
Too much talking and too many explanations neutralizes the power of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Trop de parler neutralise l'effet de la croix de Jésus Christ.
In the sense that it can replace the cross.
Dans le sens où ça peut remplacer la croix.
When somebody asks you, so how do you do it? The answer is just do it.
Quand quelqu'un te demande comment tu fais, la réponse est fais-le seulement.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we try to explain too much.
Parfois nous essayons trop d'expliquer.
You see, you must look at different types of preaching.
Faut regarder différents types de prédication.
Sometimes you see that there is preaching with a lot of explanations and a lot of illustrations.
Parfois,
but it doesn't have some power.
Il y a des prédications avec beaucoup d'explications, beaucoup de illustrations. Ça n'a pas de puissance.
Nothing can replace the need for the cross.
Rien ne peut remplacer le besoin pour la croix.
Christ sent me not to preach the gospel with wisdom of words, but lest the cross of Christ be made of none effect.
Christ ne m'a pas envoyé pour annoncer l'évangile avec la sagesse du langage, afin que la croix de Christ ne soit pas rendue vaine.
Verse 18.
Verset 18.
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Verset 18. Car la prédication de la croix est une folie pour ceux qui périssent, mais pour nous qui sommes sauvés, elle est une puissance de Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
For it is written,
aussi est-il écrit,
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
Je détruirai la sagesse des sages et j'anéantirai l'intelligence des intelligents.
Amen.
Amen.
Where is the wise man?
Où est le sage?
Where is the disputer of this world?
Où est le scribe?
Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
Dieu n'a-t-il pas convaincu la folie de la sagesse du monde?
God is making the wisdom of this world foolishness.
Dieu est en train de rendre la sagesse de ce monde la folie.
Verset
21.
For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God that by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Car puisque le monde avec sa sagesse n'a point connu Dieu dans la sagesse de Dieu, il a plu à Dieu de sauver les croyants par la folie de la prédication.
You see, the wisdom of God has I don't know what English word to use, swerved the world.
La sagesse de Dieu a dribblé le monde.
Dribblé, Sulia. I don't know how. Do you know Sulia? What is it called, Sulia? How do you say Sulia in English? Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg. Sulia.
Quand le ballon passe hey. Entre les jambes.
Check your dictionary. If it's not, we'll pound you. We'll be very careful. God has taken two stupid things, two stupid looking things, to just baffle human beings. He's taken the cross and preaching, two things that are clearly despised, and put it there. And it's like, if you don't take preaching, you don't take the cross, and you'll just be looking at it. It's nonsense.
Dieu a pris deux choses apparemment insensées pour confondre le monde. Quand, si tu n'acceptes pas la croix, tu n'acceptes pas la prédication, tu seras là en train de regarder seulement.
But we preach Christ.
Nous prêchons Christ.
Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks it's foolishness.
Aux Juifs, c'est un pierre d'achoppement, et pour les Grecs, c'est la folie. Mais pour nous,
which are saved,
qui sommes sauvés,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
to us which are called,
nous qui sommes appelés,
both Jews and Greeks,
tant Juifs que Grecs,
Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God to us.
Mais puissance de Dieu et sagesse de Dieu pour ceux qui sont appelés.
Hallelujah. Christ is both power and wisdom to us.
Christ est puissance et sagesse pour nous.
Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
Car la folie de Dieu est plus sage que les hommes.
And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Et la faiblesse de Dieu est plus forte que les hommes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 27.
27.
But God has chosen. It is intentional. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound or confuse the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty.
Dieu a choisi les choses fortes du monde pour confondre les sages. Dieu a choisi les choses faibles du monde pour confondre les fortes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are.
Et Dieu a choisi les choses viles du monde et celles qu'on méprise, celles qui ne sont point, pour réduire à néant celles qui sont.
This is God's choice.
Ça c'est le choix de Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
And this must be your choice as well.
Ça doit être ton choix aussi.
This must be your choice
ça doit être
as well.
Ton choix aussi.
1 Corinthians 1 27, God has chosen the weak things of the world, foolish things. And he has chosen Christ and him crucified.
Dieu a choisi les choses faibles de ce monde. Il a choisi Christ et Christ crucifié.
So the great wisdom of God which has been presented to this world is the cross.
La grande sagesse de Dieu qui a été présentée au monde, c'est la croix.
And it's Christ.
Et c'est Christ.
and him crucified.
Et lui crucifié.
Ah. God has chosen it.
C'est Dieu qui a choisi ces
so
choses.
So you too choose it.
Toi aussi choisis-les.
I'll give you some homework.
Je vais vous donner un devoir.
This book, Losing, Suffering, Sacrificing, and Dying. There is more money in this book than in any prosperity message that you are ever going
voyez
to preach.
Voyez le livre Perdre, Sacrifier, Souffrir et Mourir. Il y a plus d'argent qui se trouve dans ce livre que tout autre message de prospérité que tu peux entendre.
You will not believe it.
Tu ne vas pas le croire.
There's more.
Plus.
In this more.
Dans ce livre.
Than all the message you preach, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
Au-dessus de tout message que tu peux entendre sur la prospérité, d'être en bonne santé et autres.
Or if you serve the Lord, you live your years in pleasure and your days in prosperity.
Ou si tu sers Dieu, tu vas vivre
prosperity scriptures.
Dans le plaisir et la prospérité.
This one, lose suffering, is great wisdom.
Ce livre, perdre, souffrir, c'est une grande sagesse.
Sacrificing and dying.
Souffrir, sacrifier et mourir.
It confuses the world.
Confond le monde.
But are you in the world?
Est-ce que tu es dans le monde?
Are you from the world?
Est-ce que tu viens du monde?
Are you worldly?
Est-ce que tu es mondain?
Are you not called? Are you? Do people not call you pastor?
Est-ce qu'on ne t'appelle pas pasteur?
Then why are you confused by this?
Alors pourquoi tu es confondu par ceci?
Why is it the smallest topic in your whole life? In all our lives, until God told me, it was not a topic.
Avant que Dieu ne me parle de ça, ce n'était pas un sujet que je prêchais.
Take up your cross.
Charge-toi
and follow
ta croix
Jesus Christ.
Et suis Jésus-Christ.
It's great wisdom.
C'est une grande sagesse.
I know it sounds stupid.
Je sais que ça a l'air idiot.
That is why Peter tried to stop Jesus Christ from going to the cross.
C'est pourquoi Pierre a voulu arrêter Jésus, empêcher Jésus d'aller à la croix.
Honestly.
Franchement.
And that's why Jesus did not marry any woman.
C'est pourquoi Jésus n'a pas épousé une femme.
The closest to a wife that he had was Peter.
La personne la plus qui s'approchait plus à une épouse, c'était Pierre.
Yes. A wife is somebody you intentionally choose, unless you marry just after 2 weeks of meeting your wife. Usually you think about it a bit more than 2 weeks.
Une femme, c'est quelqu'un que tu choisis. Normalement, tu réfléchis avant de choisir.
Jesus chose Peter in Matthew 16.
Jésus a choisi Pierre en Matthieu 16.
16 whole chapters of his life went by before he chose Peter.
Il y avait 16 chapitres de sa vie qui se sont écroulés avant qu'il ne choisisse Pierre.
Then he told him, you are the rock.
Et après, il lui a dit, tu es le
of
roc.
All the 12 disciples, you the man.
Parmi tous les 12 disciples, c'est toi l'homme. Il n'y a pas l'homme pour toi.
And Peter got so excited.
Et Pierre était tellement excité.
That he decided to rebuke God.
Qu'il a décidé de reprendre Dieu.
And he told God, hey God.
Il a dit, hey Dieu.
Once I'm around, you are not going to die on the cross.
Une fois que je suis là, tu ne vas pas mourir sur la croix.
You see, there are times you don't have to speak.
Il y a des jours où il ne faut pas parler.
Three people demonstrated either demonic or natural traits of being against the cross.
Il y a trois personnes qui ont montré un état démoniaque de vouloir empêcher la croix.
The first is Peter.
La première personne, c'est Pierre.
Both satanic and natural combined.
Il a démontré un côté satanique, diabolique et aussi charnel.
Let me just say, what does it cross mean? What does the cross mean?
Et quelle est la signification de la croix?
Losing.
Perdre.
You lose.
Tu vas perdre.
You suffer.
Tu vas souffrir.
You sacrifice.
Tu vas sacrifier.
And you die.
Et tu vas mourir.
For God.
Pour Dieu.
Wow.
Wow.
Three people demonstrated enmity for this great revelation.
Il y a trois personnes qui ont démontré l'ennemitié pour cette grande révélation.
Number one, Peter and Satan.
La première, c'est Pierre et Satan.
Or, it was almost like a teamwork, Satan and Peter.
C'était comme un jeu d'équipe, Pierre et Satan.
Matthew 16:21.
Matthieu 16:21.
From that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer, underline the word suffer, many things of the elders and the chief priests, and be killed, dying. So suffering and dying, and be raised again on the third day. Wow.
Jésus a montré comment il devait souffrir et mourir et ressusciter le troisième jour.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, God. This shall not be unto thee." But Jesus turned, and said to Peter, or it could also be his wife.
Pierre, le 23, Jésus se tournant dit à Pierre, on peut aussi dire il s'est tourné vers sa femme.
Satan.
Satan.
This is the one he has appointed as the head of the church, is he?
La personne qu'il a nommé chef de l'église.
That's serious.
C'est grave.
I mean, a well thought through decision.
Une décision qu'il a pris après avoir réfléchi.
Satan.
Satan.
Thou art an offense unto me.
Tu mets en scandale.
For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.
Car tes pensées ne sont pas les pensées de Dieu, mais celles des hommes.
Wow.
Wow.
So human wisdom will not let you go to the cross.
La sagesse des hommes ne va pas te permettre d'aller à la croix.
Satan is against this message.
Satan est contre ce message.
That is why there is no talk of sacrifice in the church today.
C'est pourquoi il y a pas mention de sacrifice dans l'église aujourd'hui.
No, pastors don't talk about sacrificing.
Les pasteurs ne parlent pas de sacrifice.
Sacrifice what?
Sacrifice quoi?
They say you are going to be this year is your year of overtaking. This year is your year of restoration. This year is your year of capturing all that you have lost. This is your year of breakthrough, your year of prosperity, your year of abundance, your year of plenty without limits.
Il déclare seulement des bénédictions, la prospérité, l'année de l'abondance, l'année de réussite et autres déclarations.
And all the big churches are saying that, and all the big pastors are saying the same thing.
Et toutes les grandes églises, tous les grands pasteurs sont en train de dire la même chose.
Have you ever heard? This is your year of losing.
Est-ce que tu as déjà entendu ça? C'est ton année de perdre.
Have you heard that as a theme of a church?
Est-ce que tu as déjà
this
entendu
is your
ça?
Year of suffering. This year 2000, you are going to suffer this year.
L'année 2016, c'est l'année de souffrance. Cette année, tu vas souffrir. Est-ce que tu as déjà entendu ça?
This is your year of sacrifice.
C'est ton année.
This year you will really pay the price.
C'est cette année où tu vas vraiment payer le prix. C'est l'année de sacrifice.
Or the worst will be, this is your year of dying. This year you die.
Encore pire, c'est votre année de la mort. C'est cette année que tu vas mourir.
A certain prophet was prophesying.
Il y avait un prophète qui prophétisait.
And he saw one of the members, he said,
il a vu un fidèle.
Stand up, you. I see something. You are going to be, no, not you, this one. Yes. You are going to be my pastor in Frankfurt, Germany.
Il a dit, tu seras mon pasteur à Francfort, en Allemagne. Il a reçu.
And he saw another one over there.
You have
no. Yeah, no, not you. This one. I see you in California. Receive it now. You are going as my missionary to California. Shut up on the left side. I see somebody in Australia, Sydney. You are going to Australia. Receive it.
Je vois quelqu'un qui va partir en Australie.
I feel another. coming. Something is coming. My right leg is shaking. My right leg is shaking. Paris. I see somebody in Paris. French Paris. Receive it. Where's my towel?
Où est ma serviette?
Then he turned to another brother and said,
il s'est tourné vers un autre, il a dit,
Shabakaba, I see you in Sudan.
Je te vois au Soudan.
The brother said, Tofi Akwa, Satan, I reject you,
Satan,
I refuse you.
Je te rejette, je te reprends.
Sudan, never, Satan, whatever you have brought, whatever visions you have brought, I refuse it in Jesus'
Satan,
name.
Satan, la vision que tu as amenée, je rejette.
Back to sender, back to sender.
Je renvoie.
Back to sender.
Je renvoie à l'envoyeur.
Sudan.
Sudan.
You must be joking.
Tu plaisantes.
The first four prophecies were God anointed prophecies. They were accurate.
Les quatre premières prophéties
Australia,
étaient de Dieu.
California, Frankfurt, Germany, and Paris. But Sudan and Togo, Satan, go away in the name of Jesus.
Mais le Soudan, le Togo, c'est Satan. Va-t'en au nom de Jésus.
Is it not true?
C'est vrai ou pas?
Is that not how we are today?
Nous sommes comme ça, n'est-ce pas?
That's why we are poor.
C'est pourquoi nous sommes pauvres.
Because we have rejected the greatest wisdom of Christ.
Parce que nous avons rejeté.
We have put it aside. The wisdom of God has also become foolishness to us, as though we are in the world. We are like the world. So God's wisdom is like stupidity to us.
Nous sommes comme le monde et la sagesse de Dieu c'est comme la stupidité pour nous.
But your 1,000 churches are going to include Sudan and Togo and Ghana and Nigeria and all these places.
Et les 1,000 églises vont comprendre tous ces pays, Sudan, Nigeria, Togo et autres pays comme ça.
Yes. All the countries where terrorism is coming from and the centers, there are places where Christians have refused to go and evangelize, build churches, do the work of God. We don't like those places. Even in Ghana, you see there are places, no Christian, you don't find Christians there. No churches.
Il y a des endroits où on ne trouve pas des églises ni de chrétiens. Ce sont ces endroits où il y a maintenant les terroristes qui ont pris le dessus.
But the story is changing from this conference.
Mais l'histoire change à partir de cette conférence.
Because if each of you are going to produce 1,000 churches, there will be nowhere, I tell you, that we will not be going and building the church of God and doing the work of God there.
Si nous tous, tout le monde avait 1,000 églises, il y a nulle part dans ce monde où il n'y aura pas d'église.
Satan does not want us to speak about the cross.
Satan ne veut pas qu'on parle de la croix.
The second person who does not want us to speak about the cross is Judas Iscariot.
La deuxième personne qui ne veut pas qu'on en parle, c'est Judas Iscariot.
John chapter 12. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped, John 12 verse 3, and wiped her hair with his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was this not spent on the poor? Why pour on the floor 300 pence? Why? On this man of God. Who is this man? Why should you give him this? Why do you pour such an expensive, thing on him? Why do you waste money on somebody? You see, Satan is against a woman's sacrifice of what is precious to her to God.
Satan est contre le sacrifice d'une femme qui donne tout ce qui est précieux pour elle à Dieu.
Amen.
That's why we are poor.
C'est pourquoi nous sommes pauvres.
That's why you don't have a husband.
C'est pourquoi tu n'es pas marié.
Woman,
femme,
could be the reason why you don't have a husband. Could be.
Peut-être c'est la raison pour laquelle tu n'as pas de mari.
When it's time to sacrifice, rarely do you find sisters who are very active in the church from a certain age not getting husbands.
C'est rare.
It's usually latecomers when the about 19 boyfriends have failed, then they come and manifest in the front of the church, and then it's like they need prayers. Salvation, epileptic seizures to deliver us from.
C'est
not
rare
getting
de voir...
married.
C'est rare de voir une fille qui a servi pendant longtemps à l'église qui ne se marie pas. Mais c'est souvent quand c'est plus tard, après avoir été déçue par 19 petits amis, petits copains, c'est là où elle vient se manifester devant.
Mary has joined the church and has brought her precious. That's what she has. She's come to give her life. And you are against it.
Marie est venue dans l'église donner ce qui est précieux pour elle et tu es contre cela.
You are against her coming to church all the time.
Tu es contre son arrivée à l'église tout le temps.
After trying 19 boyfriends and none of them wants to marry you.
Après 19 copains et personne ne veut t'épouser.
You are now coming to the church late.
Tu viens tard à l'église.
When your face has changed and your waist has joined with your neck and all have become one body.
Quand la taille s'est joint au cou et c'est devenu un seul corps et ton visage a changé, que tu viennes à l'église.
You used to be a Coca-Cola shape.
Avant, tu avais la forme d'une
bottle,
bouteille.
Coke bottle, but now you become canned Coke. Straight, I guess.
Avant, tu étais comme une bouteille de Coca. Maintenant, tu es comme une canette de Coca.
And now you want God to do a miracle.
Et c'est maintenant que tu veux que Dieu agisse dans ta vie, qu'il fasse un miracle.
Yes. You are against it.
Tu étais contre.
Derek Prince was a young soldier and he went to Israel.
Derek Prince était un jeune soldat.
And he met a lady, I think she was from Denmark. Is it Denmark? Danish woman. She had gone as a missionary to Israel to look after children who people's family didn't like their children. The child, one eye, a bit abnormal. One leg, a little paralyzed. She had all these children. That was her life.
Il a rencontré une Danoise qui est allée en Israël prendre soin des enfants qui ont été rejetés pour une raison ou une autre.
She poured her alabaster box.
Et elle s'est donnée, elle a donné sa vie pour
life.
Ses enfants.
And one day, Derek Prince, as a young soldier, about 25 years old, came weary from his soldier work. And wanted a place to rest and found this lady with her house and all these abnormal children.
Et il cherchait un endroit où se reposer. Il a trouvé cette femme dans cette maison avec ses enfants anormales.
And as he kept coming to the house, he fell in love with this lady.
Et alors qu'il continuait à venir dans cette maison, il est tombé amoureux de cette dame.
She was 25 years older than him.
Elle avait 25 ans de plus que lui.
25.
25 ans.
Great man of God.
Un grand homme de Dieu.
She said, he said, I like.
Il a dit, j'aime.
I like grandma. I like grandma.
J'aime la grand-mère.
Yeah, I like grandma. There were young girls, 22, 29, 17, 18, 21. But he said, I like the woman who has poured her alabaster box for Jesus.
Il y avait des jeunes de 20 ans, 21 ans, 17 ans, 18 ans. Mais il a dit, j'aime celle qui a donné verset
yes,
25
years older.
Pour Jésus.
Marriage is not by might or by power.
Le mariage n'est pas par la force ni la puissance.
It's by my spirit, says the Lord.
Mais c'est par mon esprit, dit l'Éternel.
It's by my spirit, says the Lord.
C'est l'esprit qui dit.
And he married her.
Il a épousé.
He married her.
Il a épousé.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes. And as initially we couldn't see so much the difference in the age.
Au
25
début,
and 50. You know?
Au début, il ne voyait pas trop la différence.
50 year old, a lot of 50 year old look young.
Il y a beaucoup de femmes de 50 ans qui ont l'air jeunes.
By the time the prince was getting older,
mais quand il commençait
13 to 70,
à vieillir et sa femme atteignait les 70 ans,
sometimes when he finishes preaching,
parfois quand il termine la prédication,
people will come and tell his wife,
les gens diront à sa femme,
your son really blessed us today.
Ton fils nous a vraiment bénis aujourd'hui.
Your son was very powerful today.
Ton fils était vraiment puissant aujourd'hui.
And she didn't like it at all.
Elle n'aimait pas du tout ça.
If you want the greatest blessings of God, embrace the cross of Jesus Christ.
Si tu veux les plus grandes bénédictions de Dieu, embrasse la croix de Jésus-Christ.
Yes. I dare you, pastors.
Je vous défie.
Take all my books, you can preach from them because it's a point and then there's a scripture and there's small explanation. You can add your own explanation. All is like that. A testimony and then that's it. You can preach it. Take it. Take it to your church. Tell them, this is our theme. Losing, suffering, sacrificing, and dying. Try it and see. Your church will change. And you too will change.
Prends le livre. Il a des points et des versets pour soutenir. Enseigne-les dans vos églises. Vous allez changer et votre église aussi va changer.
The demons completely missed Jesus.
Les démons ont complètement...
They couldn't trace him.
Ils ne pouvaient pas le tracer.
They couldn't track him down.
De le trouver.
First of all, where he was born, they were not expecting something like that to be born in a manger. I mean, that, they were in the hospitals waiting for him, but he came to the church.
D'abord, où il était né, ils n'attendaient pas ça du tout.
They were in the hospital ready to turn off the electricity when he was born. Cut off the oxygen. They were there to make the doctor not come to work that day.
Ils étaient prêts à tout faire pour qu'ils soient empêchés d'être nés le jour même.
Swept them all.
Mais il les a dribblés tous.
Arrive in the stable.
Il est arrivé dans un
état. Then suddenly we heard. Jesus has landed safely on earth out of sight of devils and demons.
Jésus-Christ a dribblé tout le monde. Il est arrivé là où on n'attendait pas le voir. Sain et sauf.
They were expecting Jesus to live in the best areas of Jerusalem.
Ils croyaient qu'il allait vivre dans les meilleurs quartiers à Jérusalem.
They were waiting for where he was going to build his house so that they could make the house collapse on him, but he didn't get any house.
Il voulait faire écrouler la maison où il devait naître sur sa tête, mais il n'a pas trouvé de maison.
Foxes have holes, but son of man has no house.
Les renards ont des maisons et les oiseaux, mais le fils de l'homme n'a pas de maison.
They thought Jesus was going to go to Morocco, Egypt, India. They were waiting to capsize the boat to drown him in the sea. No travel. He never traveled more than 200 kilometers.
Il n'a pas fait de grands voyages, plus de 200 kilomètres, mais ils attendaient qu'il soit en bateau pour faire écrouler le bateau.
Yeah. You know, Adoniram Judson and his, you know, they used to go to India from London, England. Then the ship will leave England to India and it would capsize, it would get capsized in the sea. Everybody drowns. The whole ship goes down. It's not heard of again. They were waiting for Jesus on the sea and he didn't show up.
À l'époque de Adoniram Jackson, il y avait des écroulements de bateaux, les gens mouraient et c'est ce qu'ils attendaient pour Jésus, mais il n'est pas arrivé comme ça.
From Galilee, you go to Syria. You go to Syria. I've been to Galilee. You just drive. I drove right up to the Golan Heights. You drive. You don't take a plane. No. You just drive. 30 minutes, you are Golan Heights. And they show you, here's Damascus, straight.
The Galilee.
He would have continued. He was in Galilee. He turned around like this. I'm going back to Jerusalem, where the wicked pastors are, the Pharisees, backsliding pastors in ropes. I'm going to see them there. Everybody said, how? I said, that's where I'm going. Jesus kept on going away from what the demons were expecting him to do.
Jésus se détournait toujours de ce que les démons attendaient qu'il fasse.
People thought Jesus would preach, you'll be blessed. He said, if any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, his wife, his children, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. People thought nobody would join, nobody would follow Jesus, but people decided to follow Jesus.
Les gens pensaient que personne allait suivre Jésus avec le message qu'il prêchait sur haïr sa femme, ses enfants, sa famille.
The wisdom of the cross completely circumvents demons. That's why you can be rich on that road, to everybody's surprise.
La sagesse de Dieu, c'est complètement opposé à la sagesse de du monde. C'est pourquoi tu peux être riche même sur cette voie.
Yeah. People hate it when they see the pastors are prospered.
Les gens n'aiment pas voir les pasteurs prospérer.
It really pains them.
Et ça leur fait mal.
It's called skin pain. The pain in the skin.
Ça s'appelle douleur dans la peau.
So, brothers and sisters,
frères et sœurs,
in the book of Daniel,
dans le livre de Daniel,
there also arose another person who was against the sacrifice, Antiochus.
Il y avait une troisième personne qui était contre le sacrifice.
So you see that Antiochus, Judas, Satan, even Peter.
Vous allez voir qu'Antiochus,
an immature pastor.
Un pasteur immature.
Immature, un-Christ, non-Christ-like pastor.
Pasteur qui n'est pas du tout comme Christ.
Overconfident pastor.
Trop sûr de lui-même.
Did not understand the cross.
Il n'a pas compris la croix.
When Jesus was captured,
quand Jésus était capturé,
Peter followed Jesus and said, I say, I swear.
Pierre a suivi. Il a dit, je jure.
Where you go, I will be there.
Où tu iras, j'y serai.
So when Peter went to the captivity place, they were beating Jesus.
Quand Pierre s'est présenté,
Peter was warming his fingers. Jesus looked at him. Peter was warming his fingers by the fire. He didn't understand what was happening. You see, when you see somebody in the ministry, you don't know what the person is going through.
Quand tu observes quelqu'un dans le ministère, tu ne sais pas de par quoi il passe.
To be anything in God, you will lose something.
Pour être quelqu'un en Dieu, il faut perdre.
You will die.
Tu vas mourir.
You will suffer.
Tu vas souffrir.
You will suffer.
Tu vas souffrir.
There's nothing like God without suffering.
Il y a rien comme Dieu sans souffrance.
There's nothing like God without suffering.
Il y a rien de tel Dieu sans souffrance.
You are deceiving people with your only prosperity message. It's a deception.
Tu es en train de tromper les gens avec ton message de prospérité seulement.
Yes. Yes. The great wisdom is the cross.
La grande sagesse c'est la croix.
Great wisdom.
Grande sagesse
is the cross.
C'est la croix.
Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross. If you wanna be my disciple. These are the songs.
Ça, ce sont les chants. Charge-toi de ta croix si tu veux être mon disciple.
Yeah. We have to teach our people to suffer.
Nous devons enseigner à nos gens de souffrir.
Fornication,
la fornication,
when you hold back, is suffering.
Quand tu te retiens de la fornication, c'est la souffrance.
Today, fornication in the church is like shaking hands. If you've shaken hands, this guy, it's almost the same as shaking hands.
Maintenant, dans l'église, fornicate, c'est comme serrer la main de quelqu'un.
There's nothing like a virgin.
Il n'y a pas de vierge.
Yes. And most men will be shy to say that they are virgins.
Et les hommes auront honte même de dire qu'ils sont vierges.
Yeah. Oui. There's no suffering.
Il n'y a pas de souffrance.
And marriages, when marriages are also deteriorating,
quand les mariages sont en train de se détériorer,
grace to suffer.
Il n'y a pas de grâce pour la souffrance.
When Derek Prince married this grandma,
quand Derek Prince a épousé sa grand-mère,
as things were getting older,
alors que les choses vieillissaient,
he stayed with her.
Il est resté avec elle.
When she died,
quand elle est morte,
he was looking for another wife.
Il cherchait une autre femme.
And he went to a house and saw a lady in a wheelchair.
Et il est allé dans une maison, il a vu une femme dans une chaise roulante.
Yeah. She had severe back problems and was mostly in a wheelchair.
Elle avait des graves problèmes de dos, elle était dans une chaise roulante.
When he saw her, this is the one.
Quand il a vu, il a dit, c'est elle.
This is the one.
C'est elle.
And he married her.
Il a épousé.
All the young, beautiful girls were there.
Il y avait les belles
the
filles.
The giggling, cheerful, smiley, happy ones.
Celles qui souriaient, celles qui riaient.
This is what I want.
Il a dit non, c'est celle-ci que je veux.
He married her.
Il a épousé.
Yes. Yes. What have you been through?
Qu'est-ce que tu as?
Tell somebody, what have you been through?
De quoi est-ce que tu es passé?
What have you survived?
De quoi as-tu survécu?
Hallelujah. All right. What a blessing.
Quelle bénédiction.
Now, I want to look at what will you accomplish by suffering.
Je vais regarder ce que tu vas accomplir par la souffrance.
What will you accomplish by suffering?
Qu'est-ce que tu vas accomplir par la souffrance?
John 19, verse 28.
Jean 19, 28.
What will you accomplish by suffering? Is suffering not just nonsense?
La souffrance n'est-elle pas des bêtises? Qu'est-ce que tu vas accomplir par la souffrance?
Now, if you look at John chapter 19,
quand tu
Jesus
regardes,
was on the cross. Yeah.
En Jean 19, Jésus était sur la croix.
He was on the cross.
Il était sur la croix.
Struggling.
Se battait.
Huh? If you look at verse 19 or verse 18, they crucified him.
Ils l'ont crucifié.
Wow.
Wow.
Two other men with him.
Deux hommes avec lui.
Huh? Are you there?
Vous êtes là?
They crucified him.
Il fut crucifié.
With two other with him.
Et deux autres avec
verse
lui.
Verse 19. Pilate wrote and said, Jesus of Nazareth, King of Jews.
Pilate a écrit Jésus de Nazareth, roi des Juifs.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Then the people said, don't write King of Jews, write, he said, he is the King of Jews. And Pilate said, what I have written, I have written.
Les gens disaient, n'écris pas roi des Juifs. Il dit qu'il a été roi des Juifs. Pilate répondit, ce que j'ai écrit, je l'ai écrit.
Verse 5. Verse 1, John 19, verse 1. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him.
Alors Pilate prit Jésus et le fit battre.
Whipping. He was whipped.
Il a été frappé.
And when the whipper,
il a été fouetté et à chaque coup il criait. Le Fils de Dieu.
All things were made by him.
Tout ce qui a été fait était fait par lui.
Without him was not anything made that was made.
Sans lui, rien qui a été fait a été fait.
The soldiers said, "Come on, turn around, turn around."
Les gens disent,
have you seen soldiers when they are wild?
Est-ce que tu as vu un soldat quand il est énervé?
Foolish man.
Idiot.
Stupid.
Insensé.
Oh, stupid, you fool! Come on.
Ils l'ont frappé, ils sautaient, ils criaient, ils faisaient mal.
And afterward, they went and took a crown of thorns.
Après, ils ont pris une couronne d'épines.
And put it on his head.
Placé sur sa tête.
And there was another guy said, "Predator, stupid, foolish man."
Et quelqu'un a dit, appuie fort sur sa tête.
And
et ils l'ont frappé de pied, des coups de pied.
Then he'll fall down.
Et il est tombé.
Get up. Oh, you've not seen it before.
Vous n'avez pas vu ça?
I can show you. I can show you. What is it called? Danny, what is it called? One of the Liberian ones. Yeah. One of the librarians, I can show you. When they caught Sergeant Doe.
Quand ils ont attrapé le
Sergeant the president. Doe. You've not seen one before.
N'avez pas
you've
vu
not
ça?
Seen that documentary. Oh. You say you are the son of God. When they caught the president, you haven't seen, you can see on. They said, what do you do with the Liberian economy? What do you do with the Liberian economy? Then the man said, cut the man's ears, cut man's ear, cut off the ears. And they started to cut his ears.
Quand ils ont attrapé le sergent Doe, ils ont demandé, qu'est-ce que tu as fait avec l'économie de Liberia?
Or when they caught, what the man in Libya, what did he call?
Le monsieur,
when they caught Gaddafi, he was running like this and they were chasing him. I will see, you get terrified.
Et Gaddafi, quand ils l'ont attrapé aussi,
frightened.
Tu auras peur si tu regardes.
You become frightened.
Tu auras peur.
This is what they did to Jesus.
C'est ce qu'ils ont fait à Jésus.
They beat.
Ils ont frappé. Il pleurait. Il avait mal.
And look at verse 28.
Regardez
what does
verse
28 say? Verse 28 says, no, 28.
28.
And after this,
après cela,
Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished. He was actually accomplishing something. Each time they were beating him, each time he was experiencing humiliation, each time he was going through some horrible experience, he was accomplishing. So John chapter 19 starts and describes, you know, this chapter, I don't like reading it.
Vous savez,
it disturbs me.
Je n'aime pas trop lire.
It disturbs
me. Ça me dérange.
It disturbs me.
Ça me dérange.
Yeah. But at the end, he said, knowing that all things were now accomplished.
Après cela, Jésus qui savait que tout était déjà consommé.
This is accomplishment.
C'est l'accomplissement.
All things were now accomplished.
Tout était
and the chief priests and officers saw him. They cried, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Ils ont crié, "Crucifie-le!"
So, verse 28, he says, "All things."
Il dit tout.
Are now crucified.
Était consommé.
Then, verse 32.
32.
Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified. They came and they broke the legs. You know, a living person's legs. Can you imagine what is involved in breaking the legs? Like the kind of axe they need to break. And they were coming to Jesus to break his legs. But he had died by the time they came with the axe to break his legs.
Et ils sont venus casser les jambes. Est-ce que vous comprenez ce que c'est casser les jambes d'un être humain? Quand ils sont arrivés vers Jésus, il était déjà mort.
And I'm sure they were sweating from breaking the legs of the first two.
C'est sûr qu'ils transpiraient. Ils étaient very fatigués tired. D'avoir brisé les jambes des autres.
One day I was at a place where there was a dead man. They were trying to put him in the coffin. He wasn't fitting into the coffin.
Un jour, j'étais à un funérail. On essayait de mettre le cadavre dans un cercueil, mais il était trop grand pour le cercueil.
So they have to, they break their legs.
Donc, ils ont dû casser les jambes
put it in.
Pour pouvoir wow. le mettre dans le coffre.
Even of a dead person.
Même d'un cadavre.
So they said Jesus was dead. Just to be sure, they took a spear.
Donc, ils ont pris une épée.
Twist it inside. And then pull it out.
Et ils ont tiré l'épée.
Come out with the intestines.
Pour sortir avec les intestins.
To come out with the intestines.
Ça devait sortir avec les intestins.
And Jesus was hanging there with his intestines out like that. Well beaten. Well bled.
Il était bien frappé.
From the head. From the hands, from the legs, from the stomach, and from the back.
Il saignait.
The bottom.
Il saignait de partout, de sa tête, de son côté, de son derrière, partout.
And verse 37.
37.
And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
Et ailleurs, l'Écriture dit encore, ils verront celui qu'ils ont percé.
So what is Jesus accomplishing?
Qu'est-ce qu'il est en train d'accomplir?
One day I heard Derek Prince say something. He said that he was watching television and he saw a man of God preaching with a big church.
Un jour, Derek Prince a dit, il a regardé la télé, il a vu un homme de Dieu avec une grande église.
And the guy was saying, you know, I have this. We have now attendance of this, and God is blessing us. We have built this, we are building this, we are doing that. And as he watched, he said, look, this man, one day, is going to come a time where he will not be saying what he has done, but a time will come where he will say what he has endured, or what he has been through, that he is still standing.
Le monsieur parlait de ce qu'il avait accompli et Derek Prince disait un jour viendra où cet homme va parler de sa souffrance, ce par quoi il est passé, il a survécu.
Luke 18 verse 31.
Luke 18 le verset 31.
There is another kind of accomplishment apart from the accomplishment of I built 6 Bible schools, I have 10,000 members, I built a building, I have 3 disciples, 14 missionaries in 10 nations, I've preached in 78 countries. There is another type of accomplishment. This is a spiritual accomplishment.
Il y a un autre type d'accomplissement qui n'est pas le nom d'église ou le nom d'école que tu as établi, mais c'est un accomplissement spirituel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Luke 18 verse 31 says, I am going to Jerusalem and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished.
Voici nous montons à Jérusalem et tout ce qui a été écrit par les prophètes au sujet du Fils de l'homme sera accompli.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Suffering,
souffrir
is part of the accomplishment.
Fait partie des accomplissements.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 5.
1 Pierre 5.
I exhort therefore the elders amongst you. Hallelujah. It's a time comes, and you will notice in the Bible that when speaking of the accomplishments of Christ, nothing was built, nothing was written, nothing was done except for him to preach and to suffer.
Quand on parle des accomplissements de Christ, il n'y avait rien à part le fait qu'il devait souffrir.
I exhort elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
Voici les exhortations que j'adresse aux anciens qui sont parmi vous, moi ancien comme eux, témoin des souffrances de Christ et participant de la gloire qui doit être manifestée.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 12 and verse 2.
Hebrew.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Ayant les regards sur Jésus, le chef et le consommateur de la foi, qui en vue de la joie qui lui a été réservée, a souffert la croix, mépriser l'ignominie et s'est assis à la droite du trône de Dieu.
I have said all these so that you will also understand and believe that experiencing certain things is part of God's accomplishment in your life.
J'ai dit tout ça
pour, part of your accomplishments.
Pour montrer que expérimenter certaines choses fait partie de vos accomplissements dans la vie.
So now when you want to list your accomplishments, don't only say the Bible schools you have built.
Maintenant,
don't only say the number of souls you've won. Say also the things you have endured. That list plus the list of the things that you have built or the souls that you have won or the churches you've started and the things you have suffered and experienced. The two together make up your real accomplishments.
Donc maintenant, quand tu vas donner une liste de tes accomplissements, ne parle pas seulement des églises et écoles que tu as établies, mais ajoute aussi les souffrances et ce par quoi tu es passé.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm teaching you out of my book, this one, this green book.
Et c'est de ce livre que je vous enseigne.
Let me now take you through the different accomplishments that you are going to accomplish. Number one, different things that are part of your accomplishment. Enduring temptation is an accomplishment of the sufferings of Christ. You have accomplished the sufferings of Christ when you endure temptations.
Quand tu peux endurer les tentations, tu as accompli une souffrance de Christ.
Amen. Yes. Jesus was 40 days tempted by the devil.
Jésus-Christ a été tenté 40 jours par le diable.
On the cross.
Sur la croix.
They shouted at him. He saved others. He cannot save himself. I'm sure Jesus felt like, look, after, you remember when he created Neptune?
Quand les gens disent, tu as créé les autres, tu as sauvé les autres, tu ne peux pas te sauver. Je m'imagine du jour où il a créé Neptune.
Neptune. And Jupiter.
Et Jupiter.
Jupiter is 1,000 times bigger than the earth. He remember when he was there, when they created, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And he was looking at this nincompoop standing there saying, nya, 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 come down from the cross. We will join your church. When you come down from the cross, show us your power. Jesus, you say you have power. Where is your power? Oh, oh, yeah, nya, nya, nya.
Je peux imaginer les gens en train de se moquer de Jésus lorsqu'il était sur la croix avec des grimaces et des danses et des chants d'enfance. Sortez de la croix, sautez de la croix.
Man of God, show power. Man of God, come on, show your power now. Show.
Homme de Dieu, montre ta puissance.
Rise from the cross. Come on, let's see something, man.
Montre ta puissance.
Let's see something.
Montre-nous quelque chose, homme de Dieu.
And they were discussing. He saved others. If you were a savior, why don't you save yourself?
Si tu es sauveur, sauve toi-même.
And Jesus was remembering when he created lions, he created tigers, he could remember a giraffe giraffe with the long hair. He was thinking, why should I call one of my giraffes to just knock one of these soldiers with the long head like this? Knock one of them.
Et je m'imagine qu'il se souvenait de la création. Il se demandait, mais est-ce que je ne peux pas appeler un des girafes pour venir cogner la tête de ces gars?
What temptation are you experiencing?
Quelle est la tentation que tu es en train d'expérimenter?
Temptation to be disloyal.
Une tentation d'être déloyal.
Temptation to complain.
Une tentation de se plaindre.
Temptation to fornicate.
La tentation de forniquer.
Temptation to commit adultery.
La tentation de commettre l'adultère.
Temptation to steal.
Tentation de voler.
Temptation to lie.
Tentation à mentir.
Temptation to be somewhere.
Tenter d'être, de se comporter d'une manière bizarre.
Temptation to break away.
Tentation de te séparer.
Temptation to be a somewhere wife.
Être tenté d'être une femme bizarre.
Une femme bizarre. A bizarre wife. You know, in our Christian pastoral marriages, wives have more power than the brothers.
Dans les mariages chrétiens pastoraux, les femmes sont plus puissantes que les hommes.
They have a lot of power.
Elles ont beaucoup de puissance.
The brothers, our powers are very small.
Les frères, on a très peu de puissance.
That's why my preaching is to help the brothers.
Donc, c'est pourquoi quand on prêche, c'est pour aider les frères.
Because you, a pastor, you know that if you go and divorce, your ministry is spoiled. So you have to stay quietly and calmly.
Donc, pastor, tu sais que si tu vas divorcer, ton ministère est détruit. Donc tu dois rester calme là où tu es.
Whatever you get and whatever you don't get, you have to humble yourself and be in it like that.
Tout ce que tu as, tout ce que tu n'as pas, tu dois t'humilier et rester dedans.
If you get, fine. If you don't get, too bad for you.
Si tu reçois, c'est bien. Si tu ne reçois pas, tant pis pour toi.
A certain wife.
Une certaine femme.
She told her husband, you go and fornicate. You lose your anointing. You
elle a dit à son mari, va forniquer.
While
c'est toi qui vas perdre.
Up and she said, no entrance. No way. She has
elle, a,
up.
Elle a dit à son mari, va forniquer. C'est toi qui vas perdre ton ministère. Alors qu'elle a tout fermé à clé. Elle a dit,
fermé. Bizarre. Une femme bizarre.
Somewhere.
But the pastor, he cannot go anywhere. Because if he goes, his church, his ministry, his everything is spoiled.
Le pasteur ne peut pas partir parce que tout est détruit.
So his hands are tied.
Donc ses mains sont liées.
If it was somebody else, he would have said, hey, pack your things now.
Si c'était quelqu'un d'autre, il allait dire, faites bagage maintenant.
But if he says out, he's saying his church members out, money out, clothing out, everything out. So his hands are tied.
Donc,
that's why I'm fighting for the pastors.
Donc les pasteurs, ils ne peuvent pas parler.
Hey!
Pourquoi je me bats
and
pour
the
les
pastors are encouraging me, so I'm
et
also
les
preaching.
Pasteurs m'encouragent de continuer.
With une femme bizarre. Temptation.
Les tentations.
Amen.
Amen.
Number two, enduring pressure.
Accepter la pression.
Pressure.
La pression.
Eesh. Luke 12, verse 50.
Luke 12, verset 50.
He says, I have a baptism to undergo. And how distressed I am until it is accomplished. NASB. How distressed, stress and this. So two stress plus this, distress. Negative stress.
A stress negative.
Pastors, you have to be able to experience stress.
Il faut accepter le stress.
It's part of the accomplishment.
Ça
of
fait partie de l'accomplissement d'un chrétien.
Amen. So I have too many things to do. I have this. I have. If you have something to do. You don't know. So many things.
Tu dis, j'ai trop de choses à faire. Moi, j'ai plus.
Fire from here, fire from here.
Feu par ici, feu par là.
You see pastors in a boxing ring.
Tu vois les pasteurs en train de boxer dans un ring.
They go out fighting for God.
Ils sortent, ils se battent pour Dieu.
When they finish fighting,
quand ils finissent de se battre,
when they finish fighting,
après avoir,
and then they go back to their combattu, corner,
quand ils retournent dans le coin,
thinking they are going to get some small comfort,
penser qu'ils vont recevoir un petit confort, réconfort,
some towel to massage,
un petit as massage,
soon as they sit down,
dès qu'ils s'asseyent,
somebody comes to pour hot water,
quelqu'un vient verser l'eau chaude sur eux.
Yes. A lot of pastors have got hot water poured on them in the house.
Beaucoup de pasteurs ont de l'eau chaude versée sur eux.
So what, even when they are supposed to be resting, they are still trotting.
Même quand ils sont en train de se reposer,
you have to pray for the strength of a giraffe.
Il faut prier pour avoir la force d'un giraffe.
Do you know the strength of a giraffe?
Vous connaissez la force d'un giraffe?
Giraffe don't lie down for the whole life. They stand to sleep everything. God is giving you the strength of a giraffe.
Le giraffe ne se couche pas.
You never need to rest. You stand on your feet.
Le giraffe est debout toute la vie. Il ne dort pas.
It is too dangerous for a giraffe to lie down.
Il est trop dangereux pour un giraffe de se coucher.
By the time he's lifting up the long neck to come up and balance the body to reorganize, a lion has bitten off the head.
Le temps de se lever et organiser le corps pour être droit, un lion aura mordu la tête.
God is enabling you with the strength of a giraffe to survive your stress.
Dieu est en train de donner la force d'un giraffe pour accepter le stress.
Financial stress at home.
Un stress de sur
marital stress.
Stress
children's
mariage,
stress. All kinds of stress. Distress. Distress.
Toutes sortes de stress. La détresse.
Stress.
La détresse.
And at the same time, you are working for God.
Et en même temps, tu travailles pour Dieu.
Jesus had internal problems.
Jésus avait des problèmes internes.
Thomas was always doubting him.
Thomas le doutait toujours. Se doutait.
Peter was turning against him. He had just recently rebuked him, called one of them Satan.
Pierre aussi se rebellait.
Peter was
toujours.
Hurt after they called him Satan. Peter said he won't work. He won't do the work again.
Paul et Pierre étaient offensés après avoir été traités de Satan. Ils refusaient de travailler.
How can you call me Satan in front of the others?
Comment tu peux me traiter de Satan devant les autres?
How would they respect my authority if you call me Satan? I mean, how can you call me Satan? I mean, how?
Comment tu peux me traiter de Satan devant les autres? Ils ne vont plus me respecter. Mais comment?
Number three, enduring betrayal.
Endurer la trahison.
It's one of the sufferings.
C'est une des souffrances.
As they did it, he said, "Verily I say unto you, one of you shall betray me."
Il a dit, en vérité, je vous le dis, l'un de vous me livrera.
Yes. Orangus.
Des rebelles.
Hey. You wonder.
Tu te demanderas.
People who turn against you, ungrateful people.
Les gens qui se détournent contre toi, des gens méchants.
As he was sitting with Judas,
alors qu'il était assis avec Judas,
he wanted to say to him, you know, you can't come for today's dinner.
Il voulait lui dire, tu sais, tu ne peux pas venir souper avec nous ce soir.
I know all about you.
Je te connais.
But nothing had really happened.
Mais rien ne s'était passé
so
réellement.
Judas was allowed to come to the dinner.
Donc ils ont permis à Judas de venir.
Even when Judas came to the garden, he came.
Même quand Judas est venu au jardin de
Gethsemane,
il est venu avec un baiser. Oh Seigneur!
Wicked people.
Des gens méchants.
And when they are destroying you, there's no mercy.
Et quand ils te détruisent, il n'y a pas de miséricorde, pas de pitié.
They take everything away.
Ils prennent tout avec eux.
All your church members.
Tous les membres de l'église.
Carpet sellers.
Tous les vendeurs de tapis,
cutting material sellers,
ceux qui vendaient le tissu de rideau,
cement dealers,
ceux qui vendent le ciment,
cashew nut exporters,
les exportateurs de noix de cajou.
I once had a pastor who took the list of all the important people in the church.
J'avais un pasteur qui a pris le nom de toutes les personnes importantes dans l'église.
And went around from house to house.
Et il est allé de maison en maison.
Not on evangelism.
Pas pour évangéliser.
On pollution.
Pour polluer.
And polluted house to house.
Il est allé polluer de maison en maison.
Yes. Sometimes I'll send Bishop Saki to go and fight those fires. And one time he even collapsed. Bishop Saki even collapsed. These people can. Your phone bill will be very high. That's the first trouble that comes from orangos. High phone bills, high expenses, travel, meetings, stress, pollution of important people. They'll sit down in their houses and discuss with their split. You see your loved ones turn against you and look at you with 9 eyes instead of the normal 2 eyes.
Quand tu expérimentes les rebelles, ce sont les dépenses qui augmentent. Tu vas voyager, tu auras des réunions. Ils vont te regarder, observer avec 9 yeux au lieu de 2 yeux.
You can't believe.
Tu ne peux pas croire.
That you open your heart to care for somebody and look at what he's doing.
Que tu peux ouvrir le cœur pour prendre soin de quelqu'un et regarde ce qu'il fait.
One day.
Un jour,
a certain brother,
un frère,
pastor, became an orango.
Il est devenu rebelle.
I got sick for 2 weeks.
Pendant 2 semaines, j'étais malade.
Yes, because I used to say during those 2 weeks that if I'd had a dream, you know how sometimes you have a bad dream, something is chasing you, a lion, those type of things. But you usually wake up just before the lion bites you.
Tu sais, quand tu fais un cauchemar, il y a un lion qui te poursuit. Souvent, tu te réveilles avant que tu aies mordu par le lion.
You never die in your dreams.
Dans tes rêves, tu ne meurs jamais.
Somebody else will see that you are dead, but you don't die in your own dreams.
Quelqu'un d'autre voit que tu es mort, mais toi-même, tu ne te vois jamais mourir.
And I always used to say, if I had had a bad dream, I would never have had this dream of this
Et
guy.
Je disais toujours,
I would never have imagined this boy would behave like this.
Même si je faisais un cauchemar, je n'allais jamais penser que cette chose m'arrive. Jamais que ce gars me traite d'ainsi.
You have to survive it.
Tu dois surmonter.
Sometimes you don't have to defend yourself.
Parfois, il ne faut pas se défendre.
Just leave them.
Il faut les laisser.
Leave them. A fire will come from within.
Il y a un feu qui viendra de l'intérieur les brûler.
Yeah. It's part of what you go through.
Malgré tout ce
don't
que
let,
tu vas
Don't let it kill you. No. Don't let it make you decide you'll never have another disciple. No, you have to have. Otherwise, your ministry is over.
Il faut avoir des disciples. Il ne faut pas que cette expérience t'empêche d'avoir d'autres disciples. Sinon, ton ministère est fini.
The next type of suffering you must accomplish is enduring hours of prayer.
Le point suivant, c'est endurer des heures de prière.
All this happened around the cross.
Tout cela s'est produit autour de la croix.
In Matthew 26, Jesus, Bible says, he went a little further, fell on his face, prayed, saying, my father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but as thou wilt.
Matthieu 26, 39, puis ayant fait quelques pas en avant, il se jeta sur sa face et pria ainsi, mon père, s'il est possible que cette coupe s'éloigne de moi, toutefois non, ce pas... Non pas ce que je veux, mais ce que tu veux.
So I'm showing you the sufferings of the cross.
Je vous montre la souffrance de la croix.
And these are the sufferings that you must also go through and accomplish.
Voici les souffrances par lesquelles toi aussi tu dois passer et accomplir.
And you are going to list them as things you have accomplished in your life.
Et tu vas les noter comme étant des accomplissements dans ta vie.
One, I have endured temptation.
Premièrement, j'ai enduré la tentation.
Number two.
Deuxièmement.
I've endured what?
J'ai enduré.
Pressure, number three.
Pression, troisièmement.
I've endured betrayal.
J'ai enduré la
number four.
Trahison, quatrièmement.
Hours of prayer.
Des heures de prière.
Yes.
Oui.
If you are experiencing the sufferings of Christ, you must experience hours of prayer.
Si tu vas expérimenter la souffrance de Christ, tu dois expérimenter des heures de prière.
Days of prayer.
Des jours de prière.
You alone.
Toi
no
seul.
No disciples with you.
Pas de disciples avec toi.
No disciples with you.
Aucun disciple avec toi.
You see, I'm trying to show you the wisdom of the cross.
J'essaie de vous montrer la sagesse de la croix.
Most pastors can never be found on their own.
La plupart des pasteurs ne sont jamais trouvés seuls.
You see, pastors will be proudly saying that, oh, you know, I'm doing some business. You know, I have a computer high-tech firm. We are, you know, into investment banking and, we are into, computer hedging and international financial engineering. So I fly to Cairo. From Cairo, I go to Egypt. Sorry, from Cairo to Tokyo. And then from Tokyo, I come back to see my doctor in Hamburg. And then from Hamburg, I fly through London and then have a meeting in Paris. And then I'll be back home on Thursday, the 29th.
Vous voyez les pasteurs parler comme ça, de manière, ils parlent de leurs affaires, de leurs voyages, et comment ils doivent voyager, voir le médecin ici, à gauche. Ils parlent comme ça.
You are going to Egypt for a meeting.
Tu vas en Égypte pour une réunion.
From Egypt to Japan.
D'Égypte, tu vas au Japon.
From Japan, you are going to see your doctor in Germany.
De Japon, tu vas voir le médecin en Allemagne.
These are your testimonies.
Ce sont tes témoignages.
Jesus, hours.
Pour Jésus, c'était les hours. Autres, des heures.
He and his God.
Lui et son Dieu.
What about you?
Et toi?
When have you traveled to go and wait on God before?
Où as-tu voyagé pour aller juste attendre sur Dieu?
It's part of the suffering to pray. And when you finish praying, look, I remember one time I was praying 7 days. I was there. I didn't hear from God, not even a dream. I mean, like even a bad dream, nothing.
Il y a une fois, j'ai prié pendant 7 jours. J'attendais Dieu. Je n'ai fait même pas un rêve. Je n'ai rien entendu de Dieu pendant 7 jours.
Now, after 6 days, I said, God, you know, you are not being nice to me.
J'ai dit, après 6 jours, j'ai dit à Dieu, mais tu n'es pas gentil.
Yeah, I've come here, I'm waiting on you, I'm trying, I'm praying, morning to evening. Since I entered the door, I've not stepped even my foot outside the door.
Depuis que je suis entré, je ne suis même pas sorti.
Nothing, even just a dream or some strange, I mean, not even when I read the Bible, I don't understand it.
Même quand je lis la Bible, je ne comprends rien, même pas un rêve.
It's part of the things we are to experience.
Ça fait partie des choses que nous devons expérimenter.
Not my will, thy will, not my will, that, and he's not minding you. 3 hours.
Pas ma volonté, la tienne. Pas ma volonté, la tienne. Pendant 3 heures.
At the end of it, it seems that there's no change.
À la fin, on dirait qu'il n'y a pas de changement.
Because before he came there, it was cross. After coming there, there was no change. You are still going to the cross. All the prayers were not answered.
Les prières n'étaient pas exaucées. Avant son arrivée, c'était la croix. Après l'arrivée, c'était toujours la croix.
One pastor said to me, you know, I cannot pray more than 20 minutes.
Un pasteur m'a dit, moi je ne peux pas prier pendant plus de 20 minutes.
Check from your neighbor, is it you? Are you the one who can?
Demande à ton voisin.
Are you the one who told bishop that you cannot pray for 20 minutes?
C'est toi qui as dit à l'évêque que tu ne peux pas prier pendant plus de 20 minutes. Est-ce que c'est toi?
You know, I'm going to Tokyo and Cairo for a meeting in Egypt, Egypt, and from Egypt, I'll be coming to Frankfurt.
Je pars
then I'll
Egypte.
Fly to Sydney.
Après,
I've got some partners in the Far East, you know.
J'ai des partenaires dans l'Orient.
Business pastors of today. Hey!
Et les pasteurs, hommes d'affaires d'aujourd'hui.
You are happy that you are doing business. The whole world is being lost. Christianity is reducing in the world. And we are the pastors who have caused Christianity to reduce.
Ce sont nous les pasteurs.
Business pasteurs.
Des pasteurs hommes d'affaires qui ont réduit l'importance de la chrétienté dans le monde aujourd'hui.
Hein? In our time, Christianity has gone down. We.
C'est pendant... well,
I wonder what's going to happen to us when we get to heaven. Maybe they will put us all in a zoo. I don't know. There will be a heavenly zoo for pastors of the 21st century pastors. We may be headed off aside so that Abraham, Isaac, and Billy Graham and other more noble people will be. I don't know.
Je ne sais pas ce qui va se passer au ciel. Peut-être il y aura un zoo juste pour les pasteurs du 21e siècle. Et ils vont mettre de côté les Abraham, Isaac et autres, les Billy Graham, et nous de l'autre côté.
Sufferings.
Les souffrances.
Shambara kalababanda babanda 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 remala baba. Look, when you have enduring prayers, we use time. We don't use feelings.
Can't you
feelings? Feelings are not what we use to know how whether we are prayed. We use watch. We use the clock.
Les prières. Don't
you not watch with me 1 hour? Jesus used time. You to use time. He prayed 3 hours in the garden. You to pray 3 hours. Pastors, pray 3 hours.
Pastor.
Wake up and pray to God 3 hours every day. Yongicho. Oh,
Pastor,
God
prie.
Bless him.
Il faut prier pendant des heures, 3 heures. Il ne faut pas utiliser l'émotion. Utilise l'heure pour prier.
I thought it was a joke. When he said he prays for 3 hours every day.
Yongicho disait qu'il priait 3 heures par jour.
The last time I was in Korea, I had a shock of my life.
La dernière fois que j'étais en Corée, j'ai eu un choc de ma vie.
I was at a dinner table.
J'étais à la table de dîner.
Yongicho was by me, sitting next to me.
Il était à côté de moi.
And I said, you know, I'm being encouraged by your night prayers.
Je lui ai dit, j'étais encouragé par tes prières dans la nuit.
Learning how to do that also.
J'apprends à le faire aussi.
Then one of the men standing by said, oh, Dr. Cho, he wakes up at 2 a.m. and then he changes from his pajamas into his going out clothes. Like he's wearing his shoes, dress, everything. Then he goes to pray. Like that is his. He doesn't pray in his pajamas or like he's in sleepy. No, he's dressed that he's going.
J'étais assis.
That's how he prays.
Un pasteur a dit,
every day.
Chaque jour, il se lève. Yongicho se lève à 2 heures du matin. Il s'habille comme s'il sortait pour aller prier.
He's
il ne prie pas en pyjama.
Whilst you are so.
Alors que toi, tu rentres dans la prière.
Hippopotamus.
Comme un hippopotame.
You think the person you are going to die.
C'est comme si tu vas mourir. À 3 heures, tu dors.
Yongicho is awake.
Yongicho, il est élevé. Il est levé.
He changes, brushes his teeth, dresses, comes to his hair, wears his shoes, everything.
Il s'habille, il brosse les dents, il met les chaussures tous les jours. Depuis 40 ans.
You are going to start doing that in Jesus'
name. Aussi, tu vas le faire au nom de Jésus.
Yeah. It's part of the suffering.
Ça fait partie de la souffrance.
That you are going to accomplish.
Que tu vas accomplir.
And a lot of times when you pray, it's as if God, are you even there? I don't have any good feeling. How many have prayed and you wonder, like, I mean, does God hear these prayers? Is there any effect at all of this type of prayers I'm praying?
Combien de personnes ont prié et se sont demandé, mais est-ce que mes prières ont un effet quelconque dans ma vie? Est-ce que Dieu m'écoute?
You don't feel, you know,
tu ne ressens rien.
When I started fasting, there's a certain feeling that comes after fasting.
Yeah.
I used to feel that feeling is the Holy Spirit.
Il y a un certain sentiment, un sentiment que tu as après le jeûne. Je croyais que c'était le Saint-Esprit.
You see how you feel like when you fasted from morning to evening and then it's getting to almost the time that you have to break the fast. That feeling, I thought it was the Holy Spirit.
I
needed that feeling every time I was going to preach.
J'avais besoin de ce sentiment, le sentiment que tu as après avoir jeûné toute la journée, et ça commence à aller vers la fin du jeûne.
But after some time, I realized that the Holy Spirit is not that feeling. That feeling is the feeling of hunger.
Ce sentiment, ce n'est pas le Saint-Esprit, c'est la faim.
Stop calling hunger the Holy Spirit.
Arrête de dire que la faim, c'est le Saint-Esprit.
Are you still around or you are leaving?
Est-ce que vous êtes là ou vous êtes parti?
Number 5, enduring sleepless nights is an accomplishment of the sufferings of Christ.
Endurer des nuits blanches est un accomplissement des souffrances de Christ.
Number 6, enduring sorrow is an accomplishment.
Endurer la tristesse est un accomplissement.
Thus he saith unto them, my soul, Matthew 26, verse 38, is exceedingly sorrowful even unto death.
Matthieu 26, 38, mon âme est triste jusqu'à la mort.
Wow. Sorrow.
La tristesse.
Sadness.
La tristesse.
Weeping.
Les pleurs.
It's part of the sufferings of Christ.
Fait partie de la souffrance de Christ.
I didn't write the Bible. This is what Jesus experienced.
C'est ce que Jésus a expérimenté dans la Bible que je n'ai pas écrit.
Bishop Saki has experienced sorrow. His wife died.
L'évêque Saki a expérimenté le chagrin. Sa femme était morte.
Yeah. You would ask yourself why? I mean, why? What has anybody done wrong? What have we done wrong?
Tu te demanderas, mais qu'est-ce que j'ai fait de mal?
Why? This is one of the active people. Those who are not active are still alive, and they're even stronger.
C'est elle était quelqu'un de très actif, et ceux qui ne font rien, ils sont toujours vivants. Pourquoi?
Crying.
Les pleurs.
I remember the day she was lying here on her funeral.
Je me souviens du jour où elle était couchée ici. Je me souviens comme si c'était hier.
God has, he knows a particular place to press that is most painful.
J'ai pensé que Dieu avait trouvé l'endroit qui devait appuyer pour faire le plus mal.
You know, your body is different sensitive at different parts. There are some places that are more sensitive. It's like God knows the exact place. When he presses that one,
on dirait que Dieu connaît les parties les plus sensibles du corps et il sait que lorsqu'il appuie ici, ça va faire très mal.
Sorrow.
Le chagrin.
Sadness.
La tristesse.
It's part of the sufferings of Christ.
Ça fait partie de la souffrance de Christ.
Yes. Weeping.
Les pleurs.
You haven't cried before since you became a pastor.
Tu n'as jamais pleuré quand tu es devenu pasteur depuis?
Nothing makes you cry.
Il y a rien qui te fait pleurer.
Nothing has made you cry.
Rien t'a fait pleurer.
Now, I don't know which ministry you are in.
Donc je ne connais
the ministry
pas ton ministère.
I'm in, there will be something to make you cry.
Le ministère dans lequel je suis, tu vas pleurer forcément.
There's nothing sad in you. You've not seen anything sad.
Tu n'as rien
sad that you can't control yourself.
Périmenté de triste dans
not
ton
cry,
ministère où tu
hopelessly and helplessly.
Tu ne peux pas t'arrêter, t'empêcher de pleurer.
Then you are new.
Tu es nouveau.
You are new.
Tu viens d'arriver.
As you go through and you survive.
Alors que tu endures et tu survis.
One pastor told me, he said, I fasted for 20, either 40 days or 20, I think 40 days.
Pastor,
he said, he showed me, he held his trousers, my trousers were off. I mean, like, the stomach had got finished.
Un pasteur m'a dit qu'il a jeûné, je crois, 40 jours et il me disait que ses pantalons tombaient parce qu'il n'avait plus de ventre pour tenir le pantalon.
He said, after the 40 days, I came out of my house like this.
Après les 40 jours, je suis sorti de chez moi comme ça.
My shorts were coming, so I was holding.
Je tenais les pantalons comme ça. Je marchais comme ça.
Then somebody came through the gate.
Quelqu'un est entré par la porte.
After 40 days fast.
Après avoir jeûné 40 jours,
I have some news for you.
J'ai une nouvelle pour
vous. We have had a call.
On a reçu un appel.
Somebody is trying to reach you.
Il y a quelqu'un qui essaie de te joindre.
What is it?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Then make a call. Your people don't know how to give bad news.
Les gens ne savent pas comment donner des mauvaises nouvelles.
His wife.
Sa femme.
She was dead in an accident.
Elle était morte dans un accident.
He said to me, he told not somebody, he told me, he said, I stood and I held my trousers and I look in the air and I said, what kind of God are you?
Il m'a dit lui-même, il était dans le parking, il prie, quand il a reçu les nouvelles, il a regardé vers le ciel.
Like 40 days fasting.
Après avoir jeûné 40 jours.
Were you with me when he told me that story?
J'étais avec moi.
What kind of God are you?
Il a dit, tu es quel type de Dieu?
He is a God who loves us, but mysteriously, a great wisdom that God has for us includes the sufferings of Christ on this earth. It's part of Christianity. Whether you cannot change it, you can never remove it from the Bible.
C'est un Dieu qui nous aime, mais mystérieusement, la souffrance fait partie de ce que c'est d'être chrétien. Tu ne peux pas le soulever de la Bible, enlever de la Bible.
Maybe you are new.
Peut-être tu viens d'arriver.
What kind of God are you?
Tu es quel type de Dieu?
Hey. Number 7, enduring abandonment is an accomplishment of the sufferings of Christ.
Endurer l'abandon est un des accomplissements de souffrance.
Matthew 26:74. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. I say, I don't know this man.
Matthieu 26:74. Alors il se mit à faire des imprécations et à jurer en disant, je ne connais pas cet homme.
When you are abandoned, you are alone.
Quand tu es abandonné, tu es seul.
Are you with Jesus? No, 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 I'm not with him.
Tu es avec Jésus? Non, 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 je suis pas avec lui.
Do you know? No, I don't know him.
Tu le connais? Non, je ne connais pas.
I don't know him.
Tu ne le connais pas.
I don't know him.
Je ne le connais pas.
To be alone.
Être seul.
The suffering of being alone. Nobody understands you. That's Christianity.
La souffrance d'être seul ou quand personne ne te comprend.
Number
ça
eight.
C'est le chrétienté.
Enduring the contradiction of sinners.
Endurer l'opposition des pécheurs.
Contradiction of sinners against you is an accomplishment of the sufferings of Christ.
Endurer l'opposition des pécheurs est l'un des accomplissements des souffrances de Christ.
Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds.
Hébreux 12:3, considérez en effet celui qui a supporté contre sa personne une telle opposition de la part des pécheurs, afin que vous ne vous lassiez point l'âme découragée.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, what is the contradiction of sinners? I don't understand that big word. What means contradiction of sinners?
Ton voisin, quelle est cette opposition de pécheurs? Je ne comprends pas ces mots.
Contradiction means the opposite of what you expect.
L'opposé, c'est le contraire de ce que tu attends.
So when you are experiencing the contradiction of sinners, you do something good and you get something bad.
Quand tu expérimentes l'opposition des pécheurs, tu fais du bien et tu reçois le mal.
You show love and you get hatred.
Tu sèmes l'amour et tu récoltes la haine.
If I give my love to you,
si je te donne mon amour,
what will you do to me?
Qu'est-ce que tu me feras?
If I give you my heart,
si je te donne mon cœur,
what will you do with it?
Qu'est-ce que tu feras avec?
Consider Jesus.
Considère Jésus.
He gave everything.
Il a tout donné.
What did he get?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a reçu?
They put Jesus on offer.
Ils ont
and
offert.
They said, "Ah, we have here an armed robber called Barabbas. He killed two people last week. He stole. We have wanted him for years. We have him in custody. Now we also have this Jesus who has been healing the sick, raising the dead. We know at least 3 dead people, especially Lazarus, who was buried and is back to life. We know some blind people. We know a lot of people have been healed. Now, which of these two shall be crucified and which of these shall be released? And the people said, no, the man in custody who has been killing people and who is a wanted armed robber is the one who should be released. But this, the preacher, the healer. The healer, I think we should kill him. I mean, let's kill the healer. Let's kill the pastor. You know, I mean, let's kill the pastor should die and the thief should go free.
Ils ont offert Jésus-Christ, celui qui guérissait, celui qui prêchait, celui qui enseignait, faisait du bien contre un voleur, un tueur, un meurtrier. Et les gens ont choisi celui qui tuait, celui qui était méchant.
Contradiction.
Une contradiction.
One day,
un jour,
a certain sister had a lot of boyfriends.
Une certaine sœur avait beaucoup de petites amies.
Each boyfriend she had,
et chaque copain qu'elle avait,
she would turn into a different maneuver.
Elle se transformait, faisait des manœuvres différentes.
First boyfriend, she was a gymnast into gymnastics.
Avec le premier, elle était gymnaste.
Second boyfriend, she was into acrobatics.
Et le deuxième copain a expérimenté l'acrobatie.
Third boyfriend, she was into aerobics.
Et pour le troisième copain, c'était l'aérobic.
Fourth boyfriend, she was into athletics.
Et le quatrième copain expérimentait l'athlétisme.
Fifth boyfriend, she was into marathon.
Et le cinquième copain a expérimenté le marathon.
None of them married her.
Personne ne l'a épousé.
The acrobatic, the one who experienced acrobatics, he didn't marry her. He said, I don't like you.
Un par un, ils ont
dit, aerobics for her, I don't like you.
Ils ont dit, je ne t'aime pas.
The one who did the athletics, I don't like you.
Celui pour lequel elle a fait l'athlétisme.
Then came a brother.
Après, un frère est arrivé.
With a ring.
Avec une bague.
Who didn't even experience any of the trial matches?
Lui n'a pas expérimenté de match d'essai.
He came with his ring. He said, "I love you."
Il est venu avec une bague. Il a dit, "Je t'aime."
Just as you are.
Tel que tu es.
He put a ring on her finger.
Elle a mis la bague.
When she got into the marriage.
Quand elle est entrée dans le mariage.
She didn't give him acrobatics.
Elle ne lui a pas donné l'acrobatie.
Sorry, acrobatic. I've resigned from acrobatics.
J'ai démissionné
depuis. She didn't give him aerobics.
Elle n'a pas donné l'aérobic.
She didn't give him gymnastics.
Elle n'a pas donné la gymnastique.
She didn't give him athletics.
Elle n'a pas donné l'athlétisme.
She didn't give him marathon.
Elle n'a pas donné des
marathons. Do you know what she gave him?
Est-ce que tu sais ce qu'il a elle a donné?
Cadaverism.
Le cadavérisme.
Cadaver, dead body, a dead body.
Un cadavre, c'est un corps mort.
Cadaverism.
Le cadavérisme.
Cadaver.
Le cadavre.
Le cadavre. Le dead body, le dead body.
Un corps mort.
So this brother received the contradiction.
Donc cet homme, il a reçu l'opposition.
The brother who gave his name,
celui qui a donné son nom,
his ring,
la bague,
his sperms,
ses spermatozoïdes,
his children,
ses enfants,
his love,
son amour,
he got the opposite.
Il a reçu l'opposé.
Those boys moving around,
les gars, they
were enjoying.
C'est eux qui s'amusaient.
Hey! Karate, she wanted to enjoy karate. Contradiction.
Une contradiction.
It's the contradiction of sinners.
l'opposition.
But it's part of Christianity. You are supposed to endure it.
Tu dois endurer cela.
If I give my heart to you,
si je te donne mon cœur,
sing it for me. If I give my love, sing it with feeling.
Chant. If I give my heart to you, from the Lord, Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Do you want to hear it? I have a message from the Lord, Jesus sent me to you. Are you ready to listen? Tell me, do you want to hear it? Did I make a mistake when I chose you? Should I have chosen another person or anointed another one? And how many times will I give you dreams and visions and powerful convictions? Still, you don't obey. The reason why I'm asking this question, you take it so lightly.
You take it so lightly.
You take me so lightly.
You take it so lightly.
If I give my heart to you, will you give your heart to me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood for you, what will you do with it?
What will you do?
Will you despise my blood? Or will you treasure me? What is the point of showing so much love when I get so little feedback from the person I love so dearly? I wanna know if it all means nothing to you. What I am saying doesn't touch you.
Does it touch you?
You don't care about my mission. The reason why I am asking this question, you take it so lightly.
You take it so lightly.
You take me so lightly. If I give my love for you, will you give your love for me?
If he loves you, will love him back?
If I die for you, will you die for me too? If I give my heart to you, will you give your heart to me? Will you tear it apart?
Will you tear it apart?
Or will you treasure it?
Or will you treasure it?
If I give my heart to you, oh, will you tear it apart? Oh, if I give my love for you, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Whoever believes in Jesus should not perish but have new life. And God commended his love toward us. Oh, and while we were yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross for sinners. The reason why I am quoting this scripture.
Why are you quoting?
It seems you've forgotten all about them. Hey, Jesus gave his life for you. Will you give your life for him? Jesus died for you. Will you love him back?
Will you love him back?
Jesus shed his blood for you. What will you do with it? Will you despise his blood? Or will you treasure it? If I give my love to you, Je te donne mon cœur. Qu'est-ce que tu en feras? Asseyez-vous.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.